This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. One of the more famous traditional settlements in KL, Kampung Baru, was recently on the news again as proposal to develop the Malay enclave was mooted once more. This time around, the proposal came from the Ministry of Federal Territories with the amount touted to be around 10 billion ringgit. Now, we've heard this narrative before. Proposals and suggestions to develop Kampung Baru coming from either government bodies or private entities. And along with that, voices that either support or oppose those ideas. But what do the people of Kampung Baru actually want? Are they for or against it? And what are the stumbling blocks that might hinder the progress of any form of development? To get answers to those questions, as well as an update on the sentiment on the ground, I had a quick chat with Shamsuri Suradi. He is the Honourable Secretary of the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board, a body responsible for some parts of the management of Kampung Baru.
Okay, my name is Shamsuri Suradi. I'm the Honourable Secretary since 2005 till today. Before that, I was in the Ketua Kampung in the Kampung Ujung Pasir in the past 1 year. Then from there, all committee members appointed me as a... They want me to be Secretary, since could be my experience in the bank and the way we handle the situation right now. Yep.
What's your relationship like with the people of Kampung Baru?
First thing, we must have to address down to earth with the people because you work for them. To me, based on my experience, normally we work for them. We help them, this kind of thing. These are things to understand the situation. Then from there, you can remedy whatever problem arises in future.
The unique thing about Kampung Baru is that, like you said just now, it's a kampung that is made up of 7 smaller kampungs, right, if that makes sense. So how do you negotiate the differences between each smaller sections of Kampung Baru?
Basically, you must understand the people. You want to understand the people. These are things how we communicate with people. We didn't put up a barrier among yourself, you are a secretary, you are a manager, that kind of thing. We communicate with them to understand the problem. From there, you are, understand the issue. Slowly, they build up the issue. Then to try to assist them. This is partly in what we do in the past many, many years.
What's the current demographic in Kampung Baru like? Do we still have original residents here staying in Kampung Baru?
You must understand, Kampung Baru next year become 120 years. So from first generation, second generation start moving up. You just remember, for instance, like my case, my grandmother moved up from Kuala Lumpur to PJ, New Town. They call it metropolitan because from there they feel they are better place, better to reside. So these are things majority at the moment. Can I say about 85% of Kampung Baru landowner is not decided in Kampung Baru? For instance, like Azman Hashim, Asia, because these already moved up to other places for their future family members.
But they are, to a certain extent, still invested in the future of Kampung Baru, right, to a certain extent?
Because they want Kampung Baru to be same thing like other areas, so for instance, like KLCC, what normally we discuss about. So this, I think, their hope. Basically, these are the people, they want government to develop Kampung Baru. For instance, this, I think, majority of them expect government to build up Kampung Baru. But to me, Kampung Baru, in future, they must, Kampung Baru folk have to decide what actually they want. Same thing, same time also to discuss with government what actually we want, kind of thing. Because it's Kampung Baru is not like ordinary kampung, they kind of say, because they have a historical background. You're talking about independent of Malaya, started from Kampung Baru.
Yeah. And that's the main item that I want to discuss with you. Well, recently there's this proposal to develop Kampung Baru again, I think this time around it came from the government. I think the figure that was started around was around 10 billion. And I think the unique thing about Kampung Baru is that whenever there is a talk of development, the perception that we always hear is that some people made the assumption that, you know, the people of Kampung Baru, they are usually against development. Is this true?
It's not that. Otherwise, Perbadanan Kampung Baru not formed. Perbadanan Kampung Baru was formed after get consensus from Kampung Baru folk, after meet up about 7 or 8 session with the Kampung Baru folk. So that's the reason why from the government formed the Perbadanan Kampung Baru in 2012 after gathered in the parliament. We agreed for development because at the moment you can see small land owned by so many people. So this is unfair for them. So this, I think, we are respond to the government to develop Kampung Baru for the better future.
But what kind of development do the people of Kampung Baru want for Kampung Baru?
Again, here, when you're talking about development, first thing about physical development. Secondly, regarding the spiritual development. What we see, We cannot, based on the back in 50 years in Kampung Baru. So these are things, because, as I mentioned earlier, for instance, like a lot of land owned by 45 or 70 people, it's unfair for them. So they need Kampung Baru to develop in different ways. For instance, like a government proposal, when you combine your land, three lot, you can reach about 30,000 square foot, then you can, they allow you to build up 10-story building. So these are, I think, the incentive done by government, especially DBKL, proposed to Kampung Baru in the near future.
So, in essence, I think the people of Kampung Baru don't mind if their areas were to be developed into residential high-rise buildings?
To me, they must be balanced, to balance up high-rise buildings. So in future, they need clear, for instance, like you mentioned about in America, even in the UK, so there is a place whereby for you, for the Kampung Baru people to enjoy themselves, to have the, even time. For instance, like a park, that kind of thing, Hyde Park, or in this kind of thing. So they cannot totally develop, you know, like a high-rise building in New York, that kind of thing.
What are the things that need to be preserved in Kampung Baru?
First thing, when we discuss about preservation, we're not talking about the building. First thing, the culture and the person itself. You just imagine like a Chinese when migrate to US, they don't bring the Great Wall of China. They bring their culture, their attitude, their character, the way of life. These are things we need to preserve, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Do you think that those things might be lost if we were to develop Kampung Baru into something that is a bit more modern? How can those things be preserved while, I think, to a certain extent, moving along with development and modernity?
Basically, each of the Malays, I mean, owning Kampung Baru, this I think they have to develop themselves. From the family itself, we cannot ask them to do it. For instance, like, we cannot ask them to do anything. Every family members, as Malay family members, have to have the thing too. Preserve their culture, their lifestyle. These are very, very important for us.
I think the Federal Territories Minister, Khalid Samad, said something along the lines of wanting to create a better image of Kampung Baru. Is this necessary? Do you think that there is something problematic with the current image of Kampung Baru?
Definitely, because they mentioned about ghetto, they mentioned about squatters. So Kampung Baru folk get angry very easily. So these are things sometimes you have to rebrand Kampung Baru in the next 20 years. Even when Khalid Samad mentioned about development Kampung Baru, not for us, people like us. So next 20 years, at least Kampung Baru equivalent with KLCC, Hartamah, that kind of thing. These are things we only think about our generation, not for us.
Kampung Baru is one of the few remaining kampungs in KL. I mean, if it's fair to say so. So is there a need to sort of like preserve the almost authentic image of a kampung, especially in the middle of KL? Or do you think that eventually we need to eventually progress together with the rest of the city?
First thing, we have to look into economically. Yeah? For instance, like Kampung Baru, if we remain as it is, I don't think we can achieve in terms of economically in Kampung Baru people. So these are things to balance up. You're talking about high-rise building, you're talking about to preserve certain areas. That naturally, you know, like James imagine like the Singapore government, how they build up the kampung Gerang. So these are things we have to learn from them, even in Korea also. So Kampung Baru folk have to understand the situation, current situation. We not look back, we always looking forward for the future development of Kampung Baru, for future for our generation.
What's the talk like on the ground with regard to this conversation? Do people talk about this all the time or do they not discuss this?
The problem with us, because from my experience, when we discuss about land owner in Kampung Baru, they demand themselves, so they're not very sure. Well, actually, they wanted government to help them. These are the main issue. For instance, like they must sit together, for instance, one family or the neighbor, they have to sit together. What next future going to develop in Kampung Baru? So these are things, from there we can get a consensus of future of Kampung Baru to be built.
So basically, what are the things that can be done to help assist that conversation? Do you think that there must be an intermediator to sit down and help at least these landowners decide the ownership of the land?
That's the reason we plan to communicate with Kampung Baru folk, because we also engage some of the agency, government, national government, private agency for future of Kampung Baru to be developed in progress. That means the benefit for the Kampung Baru as well for the government itself.
what I noticed is that the discussion has always been there, but there is a lack of progress in terms of tangible progress that you can see. So how long do you think this will take before something will truly be done and we can actually see tangible progress?
Naturally, when you do anything, you must have a deadline. But in the past, for 6 years, for instance, like Perbadanan Kaum Baru, they don't have any deadline. So they've been continued and continued. These are things when the Khalid Samad make announcements, something very, very drastic, whereby taken aback. Kaum Baru folk taken aback. To me, it's a good idea, but how we're going to implement the methodology in terms of how we're going to implement, these are things we have to need to discuss. But according to Khalid Samad, they're going to bring it into the parliament, I think somewhere in August.
Well, what are the things that must be looked into if the plan were to materialise?
First thing about Kampung Baru solely only for the Malays, basically, because government plan to develop Kampung Baru, there's two pieces of land. One is under MAS, Malay Agricultural Settlement, and the other one is under freehold of, for instance, like this Rajabot, Chowkit, and the Sungai Baru. So these are things they have to focus. Well, actually, the future plan of Kampung Baru, is it for the multiracial people or just only for the Malays?
Yeah, you mentioned how impactful Kampung Baru has contributed to, I think, the early years of Kuala Lumpur, right? Maybe you can share a bit, what are some of Kampung Baru's biggest contributions to the state?
Basically, we have to go back in the 50s, in the 30s. And when we're talking about Kuala Lumpur was partly developed, partly some residents in Kampung Baru to develop Kuala Lumpur in the past. So these are things, when we're talking about future Kampung Baru, they must resemble, they must be replicate numbers of, what do you call, competition Malays in Kampung Baru for the development. Sure.
And Kampung Baru has also contributed to, I think, a lot of other aspects of life around the city, right? Say, for example, maybe culturally, musically.
Yeah, because you understand from the history, Kampung Baru consists about many groups from Indonesia, from like from local. So this added the composition. When you're talking about Kampung Baru, what we have everything we can find from here, from musician, from the business, from the, what do you call, religion. This I think we mentioned in the past, in the 50s, for instance, like a famous Kampung Baru Satay, Majid Satay, originated in Kampung Baru. When we're talking about entertainment, you know, S.M. Salim, Khatijah Ibrahim, Pop Ye Ye, that kind of thing. Even you're talking about this, Latif Ibrahim. Because why? Kampung Baru situated near the Kuala Lumpur, you know, surrounding the area, a lot of, you know, BB Park, entertainment outlets. So a lot of musicians from Kampung Baru folk contribute, develop a Kampung in the past. Yeah.
And what about the interactions between all the smaller subsections of the kampungs among one another?
This had happened in the 50s, 60s, but not now, because at the moment, majority of them were migrated. So this, I think, they want something happen in Kampung Baru, for instance, like development, talking about facilities. So this, I think, we hope Khalid Samad proposal can be materialized in future.
So what are your personal hopes in terms of the conversation surrounding the development of Kampung Baru? What do you want to see happening?
To me, development of Kampung Baru must be balanced up. You're talking about commercial and residential. So this, I think, because we don't want to be regret in future. When we focus more toward the development, talking about business area, the country, this, I think, they must be careful and do it staggeredly.
I've been speaking to Shamsuri Suradi. He's the Honourable Secretary of the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board, a body that is responsible for the management of Kampung Baru. And that's the end of this week's episode of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our app via Google Play or the App Store. We're also available on Spotify, so do check us out there. Don't forget to also follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week, only on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.